Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, a chance for maybe a stray shower, high again around the mid-80s. Kenosha at this hour, 67 degrees. It's 64 in Burlington, Milwaukee 71 and 72 in Racine. The process of completing a master plan for bike and pedestrian routes in the city of Racine continued last night at Festival Hall, another chance for the public to offer up their comments on recommendations drafted since a similar gathering in the fall of last year. City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox tells WRJN News the participants were invited to leave notes on the recommendations about the maps of various areas in the city, which included preliminary recommendations for route improvements and some additions.
Tonight is an opportunity for everyone to look at these so that we can take additional recommendations, modify what we've got, and then come back to the community one more time.
And she says they'll be used to create the master plan, which will be the subject of one more public input session before it's presented to the Racine Council. The ultimate goal, she said, making biking and walking safer and easier. Racine's executive committee will be meeting again in closed session this evening for a more behind-the-scenes discussion about the Machinery Row project, which is not as far along as city officials had hoped. There will not be anything revealed afterward, though, in an open session. The executive committee is the mayor and the heads of the standing committees, plus the council president, but may include other aldermen. And members of the city's redevelopment authority, now chaired by former alderman Greg Helding, may be involved in the attendance as well. Machinery Row, that multifaceted, multi-million-dollar project, that currently involves Iowa's Rodney Blackwell of Financial District Properties. Aside from the lack of faster progress, nothing has been said publicly about these latest closed-door discussions on Machinery Row. The first of three Racine Unified School dedication ceremonies and open house is going to be taking place at 4:30 this afternoon at the site of the new Knapp Elementary School on the city southwest side. Superintendent Lolly Haas, administration members, and school leadership are welcoming the public to come see what their referendum vote meant 18 months ago. Meanwhile, the new Olympia Brown dedication is next Wednesday, 5 p.m. on 5.5 Mile Road. The Gifford Addition ceremony set for 2:30 p.m. on August 31st. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen indicated to the school board this week that the budget for expanding Gifford to a K-8 school, well, that needed the contingency dollars that they had budgeted.
Gifford still is underway, and we have some contingency left, but we'll see where that ends up. The other two are well under budget.
Meanwhile, Superintendent Haas told the board that the referendum dollars had been and continue to be spent just as promoted. The new Knapp School, built next to where the building from 1911 stood until recently, also a partnership with United Way of Racine County for the funding of programs through the annual campaign allocation. Kenosha's City Plan Commission will meet at 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Municipal Building. That agenda includes proposed adoption of project plan amendments for tax incremental districts 4, 8, and 11 to make financing arrangements available for some projects that the mayor's office is proposing, one of them an $8 million downtown parking ramp, and preliminary designs of boundaries and adoption of the proposed TIF District Number 19, that is the former Chrysler site. Mount Pleasant's Plan Commission supported a conditional use permit for relocating the Prairie Side Veterinary Clinic from its cramped 21st and Lathrop building to what used to be the San Francisco Grill and Ground Round restaurant site on Highway 20 just west of Emerson Road. But some last-minute issues arose that have yet to be answered. Developer Mark Bork said that three additional conditions by village staff had not been factored into his client's plans. $20,000 worth of additional cost, he said.
Some of these new items are creating some additional expenses that are more than what has been within his budget. So consequently, you know, he needs to digest this information and determine exactly whether or not it's feasible.
Meanwhile, he said the timeline is important to maintain. The outstanding conditions to be answered maybe by the time his client goes before the full village board. That would be Monday night. Developer Logan Martin said the landscaping requirement is standard for that business corridor. The amount that Kenosha County needs to borrow for the funding of this year's capital improvement projects has been reduced in part because of a recent upgrade in the county's credit rating by Standard & Poor's Global and Fitch Ratings, both upping it to a AA+ status, which is one step below the highest rating available. The county board originally expected to borrow $14.1 million, but Mike Harrigan of Ehlers told the supervisors, with five bidders for the general obligation promissory notes, that total was reduced to $13.9 million.
Clearly, the strength of the bidding was reflected by the improvement in your credit rating. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. And I can tell you that it's very rare that you have two rating agencies simultaneously act to upgrade a credit.
He said the upgrade in the county's credit rating, the result of work by the county board and the finance department. Funding will be used for such capital projects as road resurfacing, information technology upgrades, to name a few. Quite a while ago it was proposed. It's taken time to iron out all the legal wrinkles, apparently, but the Racine Unified School District now has another partner to help in the education of students with the Racine Public Library and the use of a single card to access materials. James O'Hagan is the district's director of digital and virtual learning, and he said both he and library director Jessica McPhail are excited about coordinating the available services.
Every child has access now to the public library as a result, not just elementary, but this is every student, every RUSD student. Would have access to the library, whether they have a personal card and have fines or whatever. This is equal access for everybody.
The agreement between the district and library, unanimously approved by the school board, it allows access to library materials with student ID cards and for the materials to be sent to school libraries for use. The Racine Public Library's Board of Trustees will be meeting at 4:30 this afternoon in the Emily Lee Room of the Lakefront Facility, and the agenda includes a new website demonstration, a report from the library's foundation on architectural cost studies, and likely mention of that new agreement with Racine Unified. The Kenosha County Board this week unanimously approving the appointment of Matt Collins as the new director of the county's various parks facilities. Supervisor Dennis Elverman chairs the Public Works and Facilities Committee. He noted that Collins was hired as an assistant parks director shortly after the former director, John Rudy, announced plans to retire more than a year ago. And since then, he said that Collins has expanded on Rudy's ability to create partnerships which are helping the parks in Kenosha County to thrive.
John was very good at finding grants, finding ways to do these things. Now Matt has got us moving in the next step, next level. Matt's training, Matt's degrees, and his passion for the position and for Kenosha County.
Collins had been the interim parks director since Rudy's retirement earlier this year. The death of a central Wisconsin farmer and 16 cows is being blamed on a deadly dome of air over a big manure tank. 29-year-old Michael Biacek was found dead in that manure-holding tank the size of a football field at the family's Portage County farm in Amherst. The coroner there says he was overcome by methane or the sulfur dioxide fumes that got trapped in the air dome over the tank, the same air that killed the cows. Victim's father said the tragedy, the result of unusual weather conditions, creating the perfect storm over that tank. Woman who allegedly killed her abusive ex-boyfriend in Kenosha has now qualified for representation from the Public Defender's Office, even though she has yet to even make an initial appearance. Donna Matthews is still en route from Seattle, where she was arrested on a charge of first-degree intentional homicide for the death of Michael Gahan. His decomposing body was found in his Kenosha home about a month after he'd been repeatedly shot. Matthews' brother, Derek, facing the same charge for allegedly supplying the murder weapon. Sibling's case, the subject of a brief court appearance yesterday, during which Judge Bruce Schrader questioned the propriety of one request by her attorney for a new judge, given her absence from the jurisdiction. Such judicial substitution requests are not uncommon. There'll be a status hearing in the case on Monday. Situation with the airlines, new data suggesting they are running much more on time this summer than last year. Good for travelers, of course, who have to take the time to go through security checkpoints. John Stolness with the latest on this.
Airlines ran on time more often in June of this year than they did last summer, and travelers say they've had less to complain about. The Department of Transportation said 78% of flights on major U.S. airlines arrived on time in June, up from nearly 75% the year before. However, that 78% was lower than the nearly 83.5% on-time mark in May. It was also before a computer malfunction at Delta that led to more than 2,000 flight cancellations and delays. Hawaiian Airlines and Alaska Airlines had the best on-time ratings. American Airlines had the worst. I'm John Stolness.
And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Zoo Interchange project is going to include the installation of four new tub girders during a 31-hour window that'll be starting tomorrow night, with ramp closures at 10 p.m. and the interstate being shut down an hour later. This will impact eastbound I-94 traffic at Highway 100, along with system ramps from 894 and I-41 Highway 45 to 94 westbound, all being closed. If the conditions allow, the work could be completed in less than the 31 hours planned. Greenfield Avenue recommended as the detour route around the work zone. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.